Live from Music City, Nashville, Tennessee, Larrivee Guitars presents two guys fumbling their way through the music business so you don't have to. Here they are. It's Scott and it's Hino and the Music Row Show.
Okay, there I am. I was pretty excited there for a second. I thought, oh, Scott's mic is not going to work tonight.
Yes!
Yay! That's okay. We could have just
used... Christmas miracle!
We could have used yours. Then your mic would have been happy.
Oh.
Hey, welcome to the Music Row Show, full of Christmas cheer here. Yeah. My name is Scott.
And my name is Hino. Thanks so much for tuning in again tonight. We'd love for you to join the conversation, and you can do that by going to facebook.com/themusicrowshow. You can like us there, and then join the conversation starts right now. Or you can hit us up on Twitter, #TMRS for the Music Row Show.
Twitter. I meant to tweet today. It's our annual Christmas show tonight, Hino.
It is.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Sixth annual or seventh annual? It's our
seventh.
This is our seventh annual. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Here's what we do. We get several past guests to come in and share original Christmas songs, because really by this time of shopping and dealing with
pretty
it,
you're much sick of the same 20 Christmas songs.
You've heard all the same
songs we've been hearing.
Yeah. So we have Mindy Smith, Glenn Mitchell, and Bill White here in the first hour.
Yes. And then in the second hour, Amanda Williams and Randy Brooks will be visiting with us.
Yes.
Randy wrote a true Christmas classic that, we'll just keep that as a surprise. You'll see which Christmas classic we're talking about.
Right.
True. All right, Scott, let's get on with our Christmas song spectacular. Tell us who's first up here.
Okay. You know, Bill is one of these guys that can literally play any stage.
Yeah.
Concerts, comedy clubs, fairs, corporate events, I don't know, all sorts of things. I was going to say something about prayers. Give him a mic and buckle up. He's written songs for Cletus Judd, Ray Price, recently Joe Nichols, by the way. Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That. That's yeah. killer. Linda Davis and so many others. And he's no stranger to the WSM microphone. Recently inducted as a recently inducted member of the Country Music Radio Hall of Fame. You're a big deal.
Oh, here
I can't
we go.
Believe
big
you even deal. Came in here with
here
us.
Yeah.
Notice
now.
How he's not making eye contact.
He's
look
not.
At
he's
us.
Not. Yeah. He told our people. His people came up and said, "Don't look at Mr. White. Don't look at Mr. White.
I'm just
White.
Happy to be one of the ghosts of Christmas past here.
That's
you
right,
guys. Nice. It's kind of cool, you know. To,
Bill White,
to
Merry
back.
Christmas on the Music Row Show.
Merry Christmas. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
Both you and your mom. That's very, very back-to-back days.
Back-to-back, yes.
I've got a New Year's Eve kid, you know, so that's kind of cool, too, to have a birthday celebration during the holidays. We always love that.
Absolutely.
So. Wow.
So we were talking before we went on the air. How exactly did you get the reputation as being the Grinch of Music Row? I mean, that's...
Hard work.
Hard work. It takes a lot
just,
of work.
Just being bitter year after year after year. You got to work at it. You know, anybody can be happy, you know, but
yeah, that's
a
easy.
Grinch,
yeah.
Up-tempo
work.
Positive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's those killer, you know, slit-wristing, you know, Grinch songs that they really want every year.
Perfect.
More and more of those five-minute songs. So
only five.
That's what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah, there we go.
That's what I'm doing wrong. So writing a good song is hard. Writing a good Christmas song, I think, is even harder because it's a much smaller...
I think writing anything good is hard.
Right.
You know, I don't care what the subject is, whether you're writing a comedy song or a Christmas song, you're trying to write a hit. It's, you know, it's hard to write one of those that you step away from and just go, wow. I was talking with somebody about that the other day. We're talking about, you know, musical and how homogenized it can get just to get on the radio sometimes. And as your peers and your songwriter buddies and all of that, we all sort of gravitate usually towards something a little deeper. And when you watch the award show sometime, I would say, you know, pay attention to the award show. When usually, like if Miranda Lambert walks out and sings The House That Built Me, the great Tom Douglas song.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Every musical person on the floor gets up.
Right.
And to me, that's a sign of, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Now that right there, that's a great song. We understand we all have to record songs to get on the radio so we can make a living.
Sure.
But every one of us would like to have a song that means something like that.
That's
And that's
true.
Not easy to do.
Right.
We can all write songs, but to write a song like that that's that well crafted, that is hard. Really
right.
hard. And I'm still trying like everybody else. God knows.
Well, talk about writing a funny Christmas song, because I guess as every year I try to write a new Christmas song, and one of the things that I end up getting, it's like, oh, no, that's too, that's been said a million times, or that's too cliche. I got to, how do you talk about your process?
Well, you know, for me, it's always a great idea. It works for me, especially for, you know, for comedy songs. Mm-hmm. And same thing for comedy Christmas songs. If, you know, somebody can just deliver a great hook, you know, then I can pretty well run, you know, with that. You know, to start one from scratch and to completely sit down and say, let's write something funny today like you would a normal song.
Sure.
You sit in a room with a bunch of songwriters and you talk about what happened that day or whatever. Usually something pops out in a conversation that somebody will go, hey, let's write to that thought. Mm-hmm. But not many people sit in the room and deliver a funny line where you go, well, let's write that thought. Although I will say, this is not a Christmas song. I wrote a song with Steve Dean and Paul Bogart, who's a great country singer. I don't know if you guys know Paul yet or not, but Steve, right out of his mouth, said, I rap caucasionally.
And
we wrote that. I rap caucasionally. Yeah. You know, and it's all about this ultra redneck rapper, you know, where he's just very stiff. I can't explain it, but it's very, very funny. But that's one of the few occasions where somebody said something in the room that I just went, what? We have got to write that now. So we did, you know.
Nice.
So a great idea does it for me every time.
Well, very cool. Well, you feel like kicking us off with a tune there?
I'll do you. This is a funny one, and I feel blessed that I got a call from Jim McBride, the great songwriter.
Are we plugged in?
Oh, wait, we're not plugged in.
Oh, there we go.
Is that important?
Always one of those minor details. Tell us
about Jim McBride called me, you know, one day and said, man, I've got a funny Christmas song idea, and I think you'd be the guy to come over and write it.
Yeah.
And I feel blessed that that I've written funny enough that word's gotten out, so I get calls like that, mm-hmm. you know, from people that are normally above my pay grade to write with because they don't write as funny maybe as I do. So it's a great combination. So this was, I won't spoil the hook, you know, but this is what we wrote. Well, the family's gathered once again. It's Christmas now, and some of them won't make it through the turkey and the pie. And before the cops bust down the door and haul off two or three or four, it happens every year around this time. And it's ho, ho, ho from the po-po-pokey. Cousin Jack and Uncle Joey shot a plastic Rudolph from their truck. The police said, what the Noel, and hauled them both down to the jail. It's a family tradition. When we sit down to eat, somebody's always missing. It's just another blue light Christmas. Some of you got family just like this. Well, one year our neighbor called the cops when Aunt Miranda dropped her top and flashed her ornaments out on the lawn. Now she put up an awful fight, and she kept yelling, I got right. She was singing single bells when they drove off. And it's ho, ho, ho from the po-po-pokey. My brother-in-law tried to mosey out the Walmart store one Christmas Eve. He forgot, with the fruitcake stuck down in his pants, he forgot to zip before they scanned. It's a family tradition. When we sit down to eat, somebody's always missing. It's just another blue light Christmas. Ho! Now we love each other, that's the truth. But don't put us all under one roof. Somebody's gonna get PO'd from too much noggin' at the eggnog bowl. And it's a ho, ho, ho from the po-po-pokey. No Christmas cheer, no mistletoe. I wonder who it's gonna be this year. Who'll take that holiday vacation? Some folks call incarceration. It's our family tradition. When we sit down to eat, somebody's always missing. It's just another blue light Christmas. just another blue light Christmas. There you go. A little help from Jim McBride on that one. Same guy that wrote Chattahoochee got in the Christmas gutter with me to write that one.
So. Look at that.
How cool is that?
So what is your, and by the way, we start asking these questions to all y'all, so y'all get a little extra time to think about this answer. What?
I got it. Don't worry.
Okay, good. What is your favorite Christmas musical memory, Bill White?
Favorite Christmas musical memory?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know what? I've got to be on stage. I get to, you know, sing some with Linda Davis and her talented husband, and she cut a great Christmas song of ours that I just love. So I've gotten to do a couple of Christmas shows, and watch her sing that song and watch the audience reaction to it, which is really, really cool. And I was going to go to Paducah the other night because she's out on the Christmas tour with Kenny Rogers, mm-hmm. and she's doing it as a feature song, and we had something come up and couldn't go. But it's really cool that the song is getting that kind of exposure right now all over the country with Kenny and Linda right now.
Well, so what's the song?
It's called A Snow Did Christmas is the name of the song. She and I wrote it with Bobby Tomberlin one day.
Okay.
She put it on her family Christmas album. I should have brought you guys a copy because it's really cool. They cut that when they were doing the Christmas show here at Opryland that Lori Morgan's doing now. One time, Linda and her family did it when Hillary was just a little girl.
No kidding.
So they recorded an album together, and there's Hillary when she's like, you know, 12 or 13 or whatever, singing Christmas songs on that CD before she grew up, of course, into Lady Antebellum fame.
Wow. So and what's the name of the song?
It's called Snowed in Christmas is the name of the song.
Okay. Yeah. Like Edward Snowden? No?
No, not like Edward Snowden.
Oh, sure.
No.
Yeah.
No,
different.
You can find this one.
Yeah. Okay. Oh.
Yeah, see.
Duh.
Oh, man. So as we all know, your stuff, you can get pretty irreverent sometimes, which I love. It's really cool. Now, how do you, what's the fine line in Christmas songs? I mean, can you?
Same rule.
Have you ever crossed it? You ever think of a time?
You know what? I don't think you can do comedy, Hino, without making somebody mad some of the time.
Nice.
You know, most of the time I'm pretty good at reading the room and knowing when it might be appropriate to go over the edge a little more. If you work comedy clubs, there's no limit, you know. But with the shows I do, I'm always kind of careful to look around and see if there's any kids and kind of read the room. There are rooms I can do it's okay to be gay because it's Christmas, and there's rooms sometimes where I choose maybe not to do that song. So, but there are some rooms where you can do it.
Out at St. Catherine's, you probably leave that one at home. Well, listen, we're in the middle of our Christmas spectacular this year. At the moment, we're here with hit songwriter Bill White, but we are going to be back with a whole lot more here on the Music Row Show. Welcome back to the Music Row Show and our annual Christmas Song Spectacular. That is hit recording artist Mindy Smith off of her brand new Christmas EP called, the EP is called Snowed In, but that song is called Tomorrow is Christmas Day.
Beautiful. I like that vibe on that.
Very nice. Anyway, we just hauled up to the microphone here. Hit songwriter Glenn Mitchell going to be joining us. He's next up.
That's right. Longtime friend of the show.
Yeah.
He wrote the Jason Michael Carroll breakout hit, Living Our Love Song. As a guitarist, he's toured with some huge names, Jamie O'Neill, Darius Rucker, many, many up-and-comers, Frankie Ballard, Bombshell, right? Was it Bombshell?
Yeah,
I thought so. Talented on many, many fronts. He's a great guy. He's a good friend. Merry Christmas, Glenn. Glad you're here on the Music Row Show. Glenn Mitchell.
Very nice.
So how you doing, man?
Really good.
You've been busy. Every time I call you, you're in some other part of the country.
Yeah, it's been good. Yeah. Yeah, this year's been, especially the last half of the year, has been absolutely slammed. It's been brilliant.
Excellent.
So wonderful.
Pretty exciting. Playing with some really great artists and writing a lot of stuff I'm really proud of. So, you know, what could be better than that?
Good. That's cool. Well, we were talking earlier, you know, a lot of people by now are kind of sick of the same, you know, 20, 30 Christmas songs you hear at the mall and, you know, most radio stations and stuff. And I'm just curious, what songs are popular back in England? I mean, sure, they've got the same kind of thing happening, but are there different songs that maybe we don't hear so much here?
Very different songs.
Like what?
There's that huge, probably the biggest Christmas song is by a band called Slade. Do you guys remember Slade? And and it's fantastic. It's and he goes, so here it is, Merry Christmas, everybody's having fun. Have you ever heard that?
No.
It's probably the biggest Christmas song. And a lot of them are like more, you know, rock orientated.
I see.
I love the Christmas music back home. I love the Christmas music here, but here it feels a little more traditional usually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people, you know, they cover the traditional songs, but back home there's, it's still, I mean, they're traditional now, but they're like, you know, pop songs, and then I don't
sure.
know, then Paul McCartney will come out with something, or Cliff Richard or somebody.
Yeah.
You like who's Cliff Richard?
One of my favorites. One of my favorites.
He's the British Elvis Presley.
Of course he is.
No, he really is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh.
He's from Memphis in England.
Memphis Shire, yeah. So, okay, so I have a little bucket list that still has yet to happen, and one of them is I want to spend Christmas in Germany, and another year I want to spend Christmas in England. So if you would, just kind of describe Christmas in the UK as a kid and what, you know, what's different, what's similar?
It's very different here. Like I said, it's more traditional. Well, I didn't even realize what Christmas was, because English people don't know much about Christmas. We realized it was the day that Santa Claus was put on the cross.
Okay,
right.
Outside of that, we're not too. No, I'm just totally playing. it's much the same. We eat turkey and have the family over, and
they have turkeys in England.
Yeah,
wow,
isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. Oh boy, see, I shouldn't have given you time to think of that answer, huh?
oh man Well, you feel like playing us what are your brilliant Christmas songs?
I don't know if it's brilliant, but I'll play it for you.
Great.
I wrote this with the songwriter out in California. Her name is Kristen Hellman, and this will be the first time I've ever performed it. I just want to say I'm very, very nervous to be singing in front of Mindy Smith's right behind me. I can feel her looking at me.
She's staring daggers right into the back of your head.
Mindy won't remember this, but I met her when I very first moved to town in 2000. I was writing with Karen Rochelle, and Mindy was in the next room, and Karen brought Mindy in. I think it was 2000. Might have been 2001. Anyway, you sang me Raggedy Ann for me.
Wow.
And it was unbelievable. Gave me chills.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Do you remember?
Say yes. Actually, when she was last on, we devoted a whole segment to just that story.
And what she told us, it was April 2001 is what she told us. Yeah. And it was an afternoon write.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Anyway.
You were wearing plaid.
This song's called A Kilt. this is called It Wouldn't Feel Like Christmas. I mailed 57 Christmas cards, some to folks I barely even know. I put Santa's sleigh up in the yard, made frosty using cotton balls for snow. Now the day's upon us and there's still so much to do. The family will be getting here in just an hour or two. We'll have it all so perfect before they all arrive. We ought to take a picture, 'cause like every other time, the tree will be knocked over and the eggnog will be spilled. And of course they'll all complain about the turkey. The kids will run a riot, tearing up the house at will. Uncle Teddy will get drunk again, Aunt Betty will be mad at him. Every year's another World War III, but it wouldn't feel like Christmas without my crazy family.
It was only 12 short months ago we sat around this table and said a prayer. Aunt Betty's green bean casserole smelled so bad it was hard to breathe the air. She got all defensive, somehow blamed our Uncle Ted. He just poured another drink, sat and shook his head. Little Amy said she felt real sick and asked to be excused. Aunt Betty said you'll eat your share and be thankful that you do. The Christmas tree fell over and the eggnog stained the couch, and there wasn't enough gravy for the turkey. The kids were running riot, tore the whole house inside out. Grandpa fell asleep and snored. Grandma poked his ribs so hard he gave a yelp and spit out his false teeth. I thought it wouldn't feel like Christmas without my crazy family. And next year is bound to be the same. And I can't wait. The tree will be knocked over and the eggnog will be spilled. And of course they'll all complain about the turkey. The kids will run a riot, tearing up the house at will. Uncle Teddy will get drunk again. Aunt Betty will be mad at him. Every year's another World War III. But it wouldn't feel like Christmas. No, it wouldn't feel like Christmas without my crazy family. It wouldn't feel like Christmas. You know, it wouldn't feel like Christmas.
Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but we're going to come back with a whole lot more of our Christmas Spectacular here on the Music Row Show. Welcome back to the Music Row Show. That is Snowed In, Mindy Smith, and that's the title track of her latest Christmas project. And actually, she's now joined us here right in front of the Music Row Show microphone.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, I was just kidding. I was trying to create dead air, but
nice. Well, facetious. That's that. We're good at that all by ourselves. Yeah. We don't even need help.
We do 2 hours of dead air every week.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm glad you're here. Merry Christmas.
Oh,
and all
thanks
that.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
How
so
much fun.
Talk about this.
Well,
is,
should we officially introduce her?
Oh, I thought you did. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Let's go ahead and
I'm
do
sorry.
It. Mindy Smith is joining us right now. She hit the scene several years ago. Yay! Woo-hoo! She hit the scene with a remake of Dolly Parton's classic Jolene and Come to Jesus, which took all of our breaths away when she performed it here on the show just about 6 months ago. And she's continued to build a strong independent career. And just recently, as I was just mentioning, released her holiday EP, Snowed In, which you can get at mindysmithmusic.com. And it's just, we had just had so much fun with her last time. We just had to have her back, especially since she had a Christmas project out. So, Mindy Smith, welcome. Merry Christmas and welcome
Merry
to the
Christmas.
Music Row Show.
Awesome. Thank you.
Now, this is actually your second Christmas project.
It is. Actually, this was a sort of happened serendipitously. Was writing songs for the publisher just to have pitch songs. That's how they do things around here. And
right.
Try to, you know, make it look like you're working or whatever. Yeah, I wrote a song. I wrote. And it just became one of those things that. Since I had such a great experience with my holiday and having created some lovely songs with other people, and also the impact then on me that it's had with people telling me how much they enjoyed it. I thought, why not? Let's just throw a couple songs together, a little short sort of continuation of that.
And, nice.
And it's kind of fun. We had Steve Buckingham back on it. I hadn't worked with him in a while, so came back full circle. And yeah, and Jolene and Come to Jesus. It's been 10, next year is 10 years.
10 years. I thought about that.
Wow.
You know, it's you don't realize as time's going by, but when people say, I listened to you when I was a kid. And they're like 23 or 24. Or just like, please, oh. I think.
Just kick me, yeah. Ouch.
I was actually thinking about that this weekend as I was show prepping, because that song was out when we were planning our move here. And I was just like, oh, man, the music coming out of there. That was just one of those songs that blew me away then. So I was like, wow, it's almost been 10 years. That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Crazy.
It's
crazy.
I mean, and you've got Amanda here tonight.
Yes.
I actually, she and I used to run together at Writer's Nights years and years ago.
Oh, yeah?
So it was nice to see her out doing this thing and kind of have that little reunion moment.
Nice. I planned that.
It's terrific.
Yeah.
It was a setup.
You're so thoughtful.
You know, that's what a lot of people never say about me.
When I walked in, I'm like, these guys are thoughtful.
Yeah,
thoughtful.
Not really. Now, the two Christmas projects that you've got, they're a great blend of originals that you wrote or co-wrote and some classics in there. I'm just curious, you know, as an artist, what kind of thought goes into finding the classics that blend with your songwriting style and your voice as an artist? What goes into that?
You know, I really, with some of the, we chose public domain traditional songs.
Okay.
One, because it's cheaper that way.
Yes.
Okay. And two, because there's such a familiar element to those songs. And occasionally, I've listened to tunes and that have sort of gotten away from the heart of what they mean. And I was trying to sort of stay true to that and just create collection of songs that mean something to me. And so I usually, if you're truthful in that way with your music, it'll come across, I think.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Well, play us a tune, would you?
Yeah, I thought I'd play you the song I wrote about Christmas in August. Okay.
Okay.
Go to bed, kids, go to bed. It's time for you to let yourselves lay on down and rest your heads and drift off to sleep. All the sheep are lining up for you to count them one by one. They're here to help you catch some calm and pleasant dreams. Tomorrow is Christmas Day. Santa Claus is on his way, bringing toys on his sleigh to every boy and girl everywhere around the world tonight. Got your letters and mail. The elves have worked off their little tails to bring you something without fail underneath your trees. Tomorrow is Christmas Day. Santa Claus is on his way, bringing toys on his sleigh to every boy and girl everywhere. Tonight. So you have to know, I've actually not ever really played that in front of anybody. I've been practicing, though. And also, my string was so out of tune. Let me fix that. How are you?
Fix that. I'm good.
It's kind of festive.
Yeah. Why don't you want to take a quick break? Or should we talk a little bit?
Well, you know, I was actually just curious. You mentioned you wrote that in August. When did you record, now that you've done these two projects, when are they typically recorded? You don't record them at Christmas time, obviously, so...
You know, for me, it was sort of such a last-minute thing that, you know, we had to knock it out quick. And in the music world, Christmas making records and anything like that typically happens in summer.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. I mean, even just not, I mean, just not just Nashville, but all across the land.
Well, what do you do to get into the Christmas spirit when it's, you know, 95 degrees outside?
Wishful thinking and, you know, to try and luckily when I was able to write these two songs, so I tried a couple times prior and it was so hot and it was miserable outside. And summer's mean. I don't like summer. It's mean. And we had a couple days in July where it was 79 and 80 degrees. And it was such a great opportunity to crank the AC up and just sort of dive in and see what would happen. So I thought about the things that I like most about, you know, Christmas or try. It's tough, as you guys were talking about earlier, to come up with something that isn't so overdone. And, you know, the theme is like, oh yeah, I know this, presents. And I know that song's kind of like that, but that's for the kids.
We love the kids.
Kids are okay. No, I love kids.
All right. What is...
Okay. were you worried for a second?
No, I'm about to kill my co-host.
Finally.
Sweet release from this world, I know. That's my Christmas gift to you.
You're so good.
We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back for the Scott Southworth Show, because I know we'll be gone by then. No, you're listening to the Music Pro Show. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Music Row Show. We're doing our annual Christmas song spectacular, and that, of course, is Mindy Smith. That's a track off of her latest Christmas CD called Snowed In, and that song, of course, is Auld Lang Syne. It's hard to say, Auld Lang Syne.
Well, she sang it just fine.
Yeah, well, speaking it is a whole other
problem. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. you know, and again, she has two holiday projects out. The first one was My Holiday. And is that, I'm sure we can get that on your website as well?
Absolutely. And also, it's always available at some of those digital download places.
The iTunes.
Some people just like hard copy. And, you know, it's one of those things. And Vanguard Records, when I was signed with them, they have the hard copies too. So,
yeah.
But if you want to go through my website, we'll figure out how to get you to it.
Okay.
Sweet.
Let's talk about that, because now you are going fully independent right now. And what's the coolest thing about getting your music out to fans directly as a true independent, and what are some of the bigger challenges of that?
You know, I think it's just the rewards of, you know, hopefully down the line my music will fund itself, and that's what we're shooting for, that it sort of grows in that way. And I can continue to do what I'm doing. There's difference in terms of like having a record label. They kind of have endless funds to go and put into, you know, hopefully backing an artist. But at the end of the day, and Vanguard was great. I really did have a great experience with them. But I just needed to sort of have different approach, and this is how it is these days. And I've been fortunate enough that I've been able to release a couple records. It's tough. It's not easy. So I'm very thankful for that.
Good. Well, I'm thankful that you have this beautiful 00 Larrivé here that just sounds beautiful, and I'd love it if you play another song.
Thank you. I will do.
Mm-hmm.
good thing to put on my list this Christmas is you and I snowed in, just us. Playing a record, spinning our favorite songs. Warm by the fire, how could we go wrong? Watching the lights on the tree as the colors change, the colors change. The present to get for me is having you all day. All I'm longing for is already here. And truly, you're all that I want this year. Let's turn off the phone, the TV, and settle in. Turn off the rest of the world, everything. Watching the lights on the tree as the colors change, the colors change. The present to get for me is having you all day. Watching the lights on the tree as the colors change.
Pretty. So,
nice.
Okay. Best Christmas present when you were a kid that you still remember?
Best Christmas present when I was a kid that I still remember. I was very excited to get a drafting board.
Oh.
To draw, because I draw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I had to share it with my sister.
How did that go?
No. Younger or older?
It was good.
She liked to draw too?
Yeah.
Okay.
My
okay.
sister Shannon.
And you shared
it
right?
And so that was a big deal. It was a big deal. We had so many great Christmases. I mean, it's hard to just pinpoint. And truthfully, to think of the gifts, it was overshadowed by just the family experience and
sure.
just having that.
A lot of family? Were they over the place or did they all come together?
Well, our immediate family, we celebrated. But yes, I have cousins and we would do another Christmas with the cousins in Long Island and everything. So
sweet.
Yeah, I was a pretty fortunate kid.
So kind of looking ahead to Snowden 2 or my other holiday, which will be coming out next year maybe. Maybe
right, yes,
maybe.
Totally, I'm on it.
What Christmas songs, classic Christmas songs, have you yet to record that you'd really like to?
Oh, my goodness. You know, there's a song that I heard used to listen to when I was a kid, and there's so many, but... gosh, this is hard.
Say Grandma Got Run
Grandma
Over
Got
by
Run
reindeer.
Over by Reindeers.
Nice.
Definitely.
Nicely done. Nicely done.
I think with the falsetto and everything, it's going to be
yeah.
It's going to be perfect. Oh, Randy's pulling out his wallet. There he goes.
Wow. Holy cow.
Wow.
You're not seeing that again, Randy.
Can I request that too? Wow. Oh, man.
Oh, hey, we're running out of time. So MindySmithMusic.com.
MindySmithMusic.com.
Glenn, go to ReverbNation.com and
/Glenn Mitchell.
And
one N in Glenn.
One N in Glenn.
There you go.
And Bill White, look him up. It's WHYTE.
What's with all these crazy names? Oh, my goodness.
Really, Hino?
Yeah. My point exactly.
Hey, this was fun. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Did
you have any shout-outs or any Merry Christmases to anybody special?
To everybody.
Oh,
nice.
Only everybody. Merry
Only.
Christmas.
Only
Happy
everybody.
Happy holidays and all that stuff.
Sweet. Well, we're not done yet. We got a whole other half of the show coming up. We got hit songwriter Amanda Williams and Randy Brooks waiting in the wings to share their Christmas joy with
cheer.
Us. And cheer. And other good things, too. So go grab yourself some eggnog and come on back to the Music Row Show.